This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamaba. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Ksuvos. We're learning Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph. We begin on three lines on the bottom, Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rabbi Abba, and the name of Huna, the name of Rav. Shloisha Sheyashu L'Kayim Es Hashtar. Three Dayanim that sit down to verify a shtar. V'kara Irur Alechad Mehen. And a protest emerged on one of them. There was a challenge to the validity of one of the Edim. So the other two want to defend, to one of the Dayanim. In other words, what happened was, these three Dayanim sat down to verify the shtar. And all of a sudden, there is a question about the kashrus of one of them. So, ad shalei chasmu mi'idin alav. Before they signed the henpik, before they signed the verification, so they could say, this guy, this rabbi who you're questioning, he's a good guy. He's a kosher dayan. And then they could sign. V'chaysa. Mishachasim, once the two of them sign their name, they cannot verify the third one. Mishachasim, once they signed it, Ein me'idin alav v'chaysim. They cannot testify and sign it. Rashi says, before they sign it, on the verification, they could testify about the third guy. But once they sign it, they're nageh be'edus, because it's going to be disparaging for them that they presided with a guy who was puzzle. So once they sign it, they cannot testify that this third guy is kosher. Before they sign it, they have no beef in the game. They have nothing, they have no reason to defend the guy. So they're not nageh, they're not biased. So they could testify. Once they signed it, they can't defend this third dayan. So the Gemara wants to know, Irur Demai, what kind of challenge was issued against the kashrus of the third dayan? E Irur de Gazla Nasa, if it was a challenge that he's a Gazlan, Treyu Treinenu, that it's two against two. It's two against two. E'er de Pagamish, what does that mean, it's two against two? Let's say, in general, if one aid comes and challenges the veracity of somebody, it's meaningless, because he has a cheskas kashrus. Elamai, the only way that there's a challenge is two aidim come and say that he's pasul. Well then, it's trey u trey, because when the two Edom say he didn't steal, it would be two against two, and he would then be puzzle. So then even if, let's say, they did not, even if they didn't testify yet, they should not be able to defend him, because it's two against two. Right, Rashi says, if two Edom say he didn't steal, so then they would not be kosher. So Tosis asks that, why not? Why wouldn't we say, if it's two against two, so you have a cheskas kashrus here? In other words, why wouldn't the guy's cheskas kashrus come in at this point where it's two against two? In other words, the Gemara wants to know, what kind of challenge are we saying that if it's before the Edom signed, they could defend the guy? If it's after the Edom signed, they can't defend the guy. If it's, they say he's a Gazlan, so then how could they defend him before they signed, but it's two against two? So Taisa says, what do you mean? So let his cheskas kashrus come in. Okay. Eir depegam mishpacha, if there's a challenge about his yichus, so then they should be able to defend him even after they sign. Either biased, but the answer is, when it comes to pegam mishpacha, this is a matter that eventually, all you need is a gilui mosa. Eventually we'll find out whether in fact he's kosher or not. So we're not going to say Don't let them testify because they're noigea b'davar, because we're not really reliant on them. Ultimately, the matter will be ascertained as to his kashrus or not. Says Gemara, la'olam eim l'cha'ir de gazlanusa. Really, we're talking about where it's protest that he's a gazlan. It's treu trei, so how could they defend him? The answer is where they say, yes, he was a gazlan, but he did tshuva. He repented. So now they're not contradicting the Edom. They say, yeah, we agree he was once a gazlan, but he repented. But they're only believed to say that before they sign, because they're not biased. But once they sign, they're biased. They're not believed to say that he did teshuva. Amar Rab Zera. Rab Zera said, Hamilsa mi Rabbi Abba Shmieli. The following matter, I heard from Rabbi Abba. V'ilav Rabbi Abba deman Akoy. Had I not heard it from Rabbi Abba from Akoy, shechachta, I would have forgot it. Gimel sheyashu lekayim es hashtar. If three people sit down, they preside to verify a shtar. Umeis echad mehem, one of them dies. Tzrichin, so now one of them died, then only two of them are going to be signing that they verified it. In other words, three of them were presiding over the case, and they presided over the case, they were going to verify the shtar. But before the third guy could sign, he dropped dead. And you know, modern medicine has determined that it's very hard for someone who's dead to sign a shtar. So it becomes very challenging to sign a shtar if somebody is dead. So here the three of them wrote, let's say, a ashrasa, but what's going to be, only two of them are going to sign it. So if three people sat to be mekayem shtar and one of them dies, tzrichin lemichtav b'moisav telasa havina. They need to write, in the presence of three we were, v'chad le'sohi, and one of them died. Because if they don't write that, it's going to look very unusual that only two people signed it. People are going to think, oh, a bezdin could be two. Because if the ashrasa says that in front of the three of us, this shtar was verified, only two signed, you're going to leave a lot of people scratching their heads. What's going on over here? I thought a bezin has to be three. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, yes, I understand why you have to write it was in the presence of three and one died. But v'kasav bay. But if you write shtara dinan, this shtar nafak lekadmana beidina, came out before us in Bezdin, Sulay Tzarech, nothing more is needed. Once the Ashrasa said it was presided by a Bezdin, so even if two people sign it, but everyone's going to know that in fact, that something happened to one of them. Because it's not a Bezdin unless you have three. But if you don't write Bezdin, people are going to mistakenly think that Kiyam Shtarais could be in front of two people, but it can't. Frekta Gemara, why does writing that it happened in front of a Bezdin help? Ay, v'dilma Bezdin chatzafu, maybe it was a brazen court. We know you need three lechadchila. But Shmuel is of the opinion that b'dieved, a Bezdin of two works, ukedah Shmuel, like Shmuel's opinion, damar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, shnayim shadanu, two people that judged, dineyem din. The din is post facto good. Elishnik or Bezdin Chatzav, it's just they're called a brazen Bezdin because Chazal say that they should not preside over such a case. Says the Gemara, the reason why we're not concerned that people are going to think that it's two and it's a Bezdin Chatzav is, for example, the Chatzav Bey where they wrote in it, Beidina de Ravna Ashi, it was the court of Ravashi. And this was a very prominent court. So in a court of the caliber of Rav Ashi, you would never have two people sign it. Says the Gemara, that's very nice. It's the court of Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi himself personally would never sign on, would never allow two people to act as a Bezdin. But maybe the rabbis who work for Rav Ashi, they hold like Shmuel. I understand Rav Ashi himself, and I know, I understand it's Rav Ashi's court, but who said he was there that day? Maybe the other rabbis who were working there, they would agree to Shmuel. V'dimma Rabbanan debay Rav Ashi, k'da Shmuel sur lehu. Maybe the rabbis of Rav Ashi's academy hold like Shmuel. D'ksiv bay, says Gemara, the answer is, d'ksiv bay, v'amar lana Ravna Ashi, where they wrote on it, not only was it Rav Ashi's court, but Rav Ashi told us to go ahead with this. So now, this is not just the court of Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi himself instructed them to sign it. Says the Halakha Mishnah. Ha'isha sham ra'isha sish ha'isi grushani. A woman says, we don't know this woman from Adam. We didn't ever knew she was married. She says, by the way, I was married, and now I'm divorced. Ne'emena, she's believed, because we have no knowledge she was married other than through her say-so, and she was saying her marriage was terminated. Sha'apesha asar, apesha hitra, the very mouth that created the yisr releases it. But v'im yesh edim shahaysa isha sish, but if we have witnesses that she was married, v'hi oimeres grushani, and she says that I was divorced, if there are edim that she was an isha sish, and she says that I was divorced, so then we're not reliant on her that she was married, and all we need her to do is to terminate the yisr. Eina nemena, she's not believed. She doesn't have the kayach to release herself from yisr. She doesn't have nemanos. She's nageya bedavar. We can't believe her. Amra nishbeisi taharani. A woman says, "I was captured, but I'm tahar. We had no idea she was captured other than her say so." So, a woman who says that I was captured and I'm tar, she's believed. Shapesh asar, apesh hitar. However, v'im yesh edim shenishbis, if we had independent witnesses that she was captured, via meres tarani, and she says that I'm tar, eina nemar, she's not believed. V'im ishenisseis bo edim harezu loitetsei. But if once she's married, the edim came, in other words, she said I was captured, and then she says I'm tahar. If after she married, then the edim came, then we don't believe her. The Gemara will explain what that case is talking about. Amar Rabasi, zak the Gemara. Rabasi said, "Minayin la pesha asur, la pesha hitter minat Torah." How do you know biblically? What is the biblical source that for pesha asur, pesha hitter? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Esbiti nosati lo ish hazel isha." My daughter, I gave to this man as a wife. My daughter, I gave to this man as a wife. Lo ish asra, hazeh hitira. My daughter, I gave to this man as a wife. So when he says, my daughter I gave to this man, without specifying which man it is, he thereby renders her usher to the whole world, because she's married to some guy, but we don't know who he is. So at that moment when he said, lo ish, he is ushering her to the world. And when he says, hazeh, so now he is mater her. To him. So that's a pesha usher, a pesha hitter. Now, that's very difficult, because in this case, in a typical case of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter, we don't know that she was in a compromised situation, so when she clarifies that nothing happened, we believe her. But in this case, the first statement has no meaning whatsoever. There is no meaning. Oh, esbiti nosati lish, I married off my daughter. Okay, shkoyach, but explain what you mean. So in other words, just this would be a difficult makar for Peshas and Peshetta, because the truth is, without further clarification, it's unintelligible. But anyway, the Gemara wants to learn out from here, Peshas or Peshetta. And the Gemara asks, Lamali Kra, why do I need a Pasuk Svarahi? There's a intuitive logic to it. Who Aser Vahi Sharila? He is the one who created the Isser. So if he created the Isser, he should be believed to say in what scenario the Isser applies. And so he says that in fact She's mutter. He's mutter. So we don't need a pasuk for Pesha Asar or Pesha Heter. It's a svara. Eliki itzruch kra. What do I need a pasuk for? L'chad Rav Huna Marav. For the teaching of Rav Huna Marav. Dem Rav Huna Marav. Minayin la'av shenema and lasar esbitai. How do I know that a father is believed to asar his daughter, Menat Taira? Shenemar. Esbiti nosati lo ish hazeh. How do you know a father is believed to asser his daughter? Meaning, Rashi says, "Shenemon lesser is bitoi kishehi ketano einara." How do you know that a father is believed to asser his daughter when she's a ketano or nara? Shabiyadoi lekadsha, that it's within his ability to marry her off. Kedamrina be. How do I know that if he says, I married her to Pliny, he's believed? Tosfos asks on the bottom, why do I need a pasuk? If he is taka able to marry her off to someone, then he should be able to say that he did so. Normally, you're believed to say something that is biyadoi to do. So he is allowed to marry her off. Of course, he's neman to say he did so. But Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, says, how do you know that a father is neman to asur his daughter midaraisa? Shenemar es biti nosati l'shazah. Lo'ish. My daughter I gave to a man. So now the question is, hazeh lomali, what do I need the hazeh? I don't need the hazeh to teach me a Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitzer, that's a Svara. So from Hazeh, I learn out something else. Miboy leilich the Tani Rabbi Yoina. I need it for that which Rabbi Yoina taught, the Tani Rabbi Yoina. Esbiti nasati lo'ish, Hazeh. Hazeh v'loy liyavam. My daughter I gave to this man and not to the Yavam. Meaning, the halacha is that if somebody marries a woman, and then at the time of nisuin, he says, you know, she's not a basula, and it turns out that he was lying, so he's a mitzi shemra, and he has to pay her money. But what if instead, that's the din of mitzi shemra, but what if instead of saying that his wife was not a besula, he says, the Yavam, when his brother dies, his brother, let's say, did Erisin, and before his brother did Nisuin, he died, and she fell to him. What if, when he lived with her, he says, you know, you're not a besula, you were a mezana when you were married to my brother. So the halacha is, the dinim of Moitzi Shemra do not apply in such a scenario. We do not... There's no, the din of Moitzi Shemra does not apply to a Yavam, only to your wife. That's what we learned from Hazeh. Esbiti nasati lo ish hazeh. And the esbiti nasati ish hazeh is by the pasuk of Moitzi Shemra, where the guy says, my daughter I gave to this man, but that, and loy matzasi la besulim, he claimed that she doesn't have besulim, that only applies by a wife, but that doesn't, that only applies by a wife, but not by a yavama. New sugya. This is a very interesting sugya. It's a shas sugya. This is a sugya of amasla. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ha'isha sha'amra isha sashani. A woman says, I'm married. So a man meets a woman. He's a bacher, he just got out of the freezer today, and he wants to get married. He's thoroughly thawed after 24 hours, and he goes over to a woman, he's in Lakewood, and he says, Isha, I want to marry you. So she says, no, I'm already married. And then, a few minutes later, she meets someone else, and the guy says, I want to marry you. She says, good, I'm single. She's believed. What do you mean? But an hour ago she said she was married. An hour ago she said she was married, and she rendered herself aser. If she gave a good excuse why she originally said she was married. Let's say she said, yeah, I said I was married to that guy, because that guy has 5 ears and 6 noses. So to that guy, I was married. But to the normal guy, I was single. So we believe her. Tanya nami hachi, amra isha sishani, if she says I was married. Now, if any time she says toich kedei dibur, the second statement, she's always believed to be mevatel the first thing. That's stam adin and dibur. Here we're talking about v'chazra, after a little while, then she said she changed her tune. That's when you need the amasla. Says Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, Amra Isha Sishani, if she said, I'm married. V'chazav Amra Pnuyani, and then she said, I'm single. Ina Ne'emenes, she's not believed. But Vimnas Na'amasla Dvare, but if she gives an excuse, Ne'emenes, she's believed. V'may Sanami, there's also a story, B'isha Achas Gedoyla, about a great prominent woman, Shahisa Gedoyla Benoi, she was great in beauty, Vikavsola Bene Adam, Lakacha, many people wanted to marry her. V'amralahem, she said to them, Kudesha Sani, no, I'm not available, I'm married. Liyamim, a few days later, Amda Vikichasatsa, she went and got married. Amrullah Chachamim, the rabbi said, how'd you get married if you're already married? Ma Ros Asaskin, why do you see fit to do this? Amralahem, she said to them, Bitchilo Shvolai, Anoshein Mehuganim, in the beginning, when inappropriate matches came my way, I'm married. Now that I'm getting proper ideas, I got up and I got myself married. So she gave an amasla. Vezu halacha, this very halacha, hello Rab Acha, sar habira lefnecha chacham b'usha. Rab Acha, the master of the bira, that was his kinoi, his nickname, he said before the sages of Usha, Va'amru, and they said, Imnasna amasla dvara ne'emenes. She gives an amasla.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.